With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump is threatening to remove the mayor of Washington, D.C. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
After ordering a federal takeover of the D.C. police force, the president is boasting about a safer nation's capital. And he has a warning for Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser.
It was unsafe. It was horrible. And Mayor Bowser better get her act straight or she won't be mayor very long because we'll take it over with the federal government, run it like it's supposed to be run.
Meanwhile, the Pentagon has ordered National Guard troops patrolling the streets of D.C. to start carrying firearms. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The FBI has raided the home of former National Security Advisor John Bolton as part of an investigation into classified records. When asked about the search of his ex-National Security Advisor's home, the president says he knows how it feels to have your home raided.
But if you believe the news, which I do, I guess his house was raided today, but my house was raided also, called Mar-a-Lago. They went through everything they could, including my young son's room and my wife's area. They went through her drawers, as the expression goes.
Bolton served during President Trump's first term, but has been a fierce critic of the president in recent years. A tour bus returning to New York City from Niagara Falls with 52 people crashed and rolled Friday on an interstate highway, killing and injuring multiple passengers. The bus apparently lost control on I-90 near Pembroke, about 25 miles east of Buffalo. People inside were ejected. Wall Street rallying to its best days in months as the head of the Fed. Interests are hinted that cuts to the interest rates may be on the way. The S&P 500 leaped 1.5% for its first gain in 6 days and finished just shy of its all-time high set last week. The Dow soared 846 points. The NASDAQ jumped 1.9%. This is SRN News. A Virginia school system suspends two students. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
The boys have been sent home for 10 days because they complained about a girl being allowed to use the boys' locker room. Loudoun County schools allow males and females to use the locker room or restroom that aligns with their so-called gender identity, no matter how other students feel about it. The school system says the two students were guilty of sexual harassment for expressing their discontent with having to change in the presence of a girl. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court has blocked West Texas A&M University President Walter Wendler from enforcing a campus drag show ban. The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled 2-1 that the performances are likely protected under the First Amendment. The ruling reverses a lower court's decision upholding Wendler's 2023 cancellation of a drag show. The decision means the student group that brought the lawsuit can produce drag shows on campus. The lawsuit continues in a lower court. This is SRN News. Israel issues a warning to Hamas as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu approves a takeover of Gaza City. Correspondent Lawrence Brooks has more.
Israel's defense minister has warned that Gaza City could be destroyed unless Hamas accepts Israel's conditions to end the war. His comments come a day after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he would allow the military to mount a major operation to seize Gaza City. Netanyahu added that negotiations would also restart with Hamas, aimed at returning all the remaining hostages and ending the war on Israel's terms. The wide-scale operation in Gaza City could start within days. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
President Trump is calling national security and privacy concerns related to TikTok and its Chinese parent company highly overrated. He says he'll keep extending the deadline until there's a buyer. Congress approved a ban on TikTok unless its parent company sold its controlling stake. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.